So, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming. Is it okay to conduct this presentation here instead of downstairs? I think this is much more cozy than.
Yes, sure.
And we want this to be less presentation, more discussion, I think, because
Right.
I think the stage at which we're at, which is trying to pilot some tools that we're also learning, and we want some feedback from people who know about this.
How many of you are interested in waste specifically? The reason I ask this question is this is a presentation where we're using waste as an example, but our motive is to test some behavioral tools.
Behavior change.
Behavior change tools. So, is it okay for everyone? So, why don't we start the study? Essentially, what we are finding, from my personal experience, is in Uroville, we have a certain set of ideals which are enshrined in our charter. And generally, what we expect to happen in our community as people through their goodwill, through their consciousness, are expected to follow those ideals. And as the community becomes more complex, with more people coming here, and as the world outside becomes more complex, we are realizing that it's very difficult to manifest the charter with just goodwill and people's consciousness. There is more that we can do here to ensure that we manifest our ideals in the charter. So we started from there. And over the last few months, I've been part of a socio-economic group which is now under Lavinia. And we were trying to see how the charter seems sometimes very vague because it is all-encompassing. So how do you then distill something out of it that people can relate to? And how can you convert that into values? Into incontrovertible values, which nobody can dispute as Aurobindo. These values we completely subscribe to. So that exercise took place in the socio-economic group, and then there, with the help of 7 or 8 members, we came up with 12 values which reflect the charter. So now we said, okay, we have values, we have a charter. And from these values, we want to see how they manifest themselves in our community. And I'm Bridget. Good afternoon. How did these values manifest in our community? And if you look around, we realize that we say there are no rules. But generally, what happens is, when you say no rules, informal rules creep into our working processes and so on. So even if you say there are no rules, there are implicitly informal rules everywhere you see. And because essentially most Aurobindians don't want rules, what we felt was maybe there are other behavioral tools that will enable us to manifest the values of Aurobindo and the charter without having to have too many rigid rules. So that was the starting point. So we looked at behavior change and social marketing. So when people talk about social marketing in today's day and age, people think of Twitter and Facebook and so on. That is what, and as tools to do marketing. And that's what people refer to as social marketing. The social marketing term per se is a very old term. It was coined in 1971 by one of the famous professors in marketing, Kotler, Philip Kotler. And what he was trying to say about social marketing is that social marketing essentially is a tool that enables change for the common good. That is what social marketing is. And the way he describes it is, he says that it is something that helps individuals and societies achieve their common objective by removing barriers in achieving that objective and creating motivation for people to achieve that objective. And the way he classifies it is there are three conditions for it to be a social marketing initiative. One is that the initiative should be for the common good. The second is it should follow certain selective tool sets for it to be a social marketing initiative. And finally, it should be something which is like a trial and error. So you kind of experiment with it and slowly evolve it so that it becomes useful. So this is what a guy called Jeff French, Professor Jeff French, has invented. He calls it value cost exchange matrix. It's a very new field actually. This was done in 2012. And what it's saying is that for any common social issue, you can either incentivize people or disincentivize, so punish them. It could be active, it could be passive. So for example, in the case of Oroville, we use all of these tools already, but we don't call them. So for example, a hub would be that if somebody is doing some interesting work, his article gets published in Oroville Today. It's a hub, same well done, right? A nudge would be that if you look around in most Oroville eateries and in New Porto's, most of the items you see there are vegetarian. So it's encouraging you to be more of a vegetarian diet. So that's a nudge. Shove is, if you go to old, New Porto's, you will see that there are very selective items. So it's asking you to live a simplified life. If you want to buy something which is more exotic, you have to travel down to Pondicherry or something. So discouraging you to from using things which are not essential. And finally, a smack, which we rarely use but we do, is when you get banned from Oroville Today. Sorry, Oroville Avinet. Avinet. So if you're typing something which is kind of very personal and attack in a language which is a very attack oriented, eventually Manoj will ban you from using Avinet. So that's like a smack. So this is how we use this tool set already. So we thought, look, there are a number of areas where we need to progress as a community. From mobility issues, so we're seeing that there's a big change now, people are buying more cars, there are roads being built, to generally contribution to Oroville in terms of time, in terms of money, and so on. More socio-economic issues. And there are many other issues where we need more than what we have right now, which is goodwill and consciousness, for people to be able to manifest the values. So while looking through different topics, we realized that maybe waste would be a good topic, because waste is something that Orovillians feel very strongly about, especially women. And there is a lot of progress that's already been made in waste. So we thought, let's look at this framework and see how it overlays on our waste initiatives as they stand today, and see what we can learn from it while using this tool set, so that we can apply the same tool set to other issues in Oroville. So that is how we came about using waste as an example. Okay, so we've talked about hug, nudge, shove and smack. So for each one of them, what Professor Jeff French has done is he has created called what he calls D-side. So C-I-D-E-S, D-sides. So control meaning what are the rules or regulations that are there in place for hug, nudge, shove and smack that will control people's behavior. Inform meaning, are you using the right channels to get to the people so that they understand what the issues are and they're aware of it. Design meaning, are you designing enough processes and systems for people to be able to comply with a certain requirement, whatever that thing. Educate, again, you know, trying to make them understand why it is important, why is this issue so important, and how they can help with that. And support meaning that if people fail in compliance, there is a support system for them to be able to go to and improve their behavior. Okay, so now we come to waste management. What is the objective of the study? The objective of the study was to essentially map out Oroville values that was designed by the socioeconomic group to our waste management requirements as of today, behavior requirements, and from that to do research and figure out where are the gaps and come up with some recommendations, and then finally try to see how we can use the same framework for other aspects of the lessons to see how we can do other aspects of the work. Okay. Now the process. So essentially what we did was we spoke to a lot of people who are dealing with waste in Oroville, formally and informally. We also looked at many documents that were, Chandra was very kind to give us a lot of information, old studies that were done in 2001 by some Australian experts, studies that done were, that was done by you and Mira on medical waste. So we looked through all of that to see what has been done so far, and we also interviewed a lot of users in the communities.
The way we the one thing I'd like to point out is the way we did sampling. I mean, there are just so many communities in Oroville that it would be difficult for us to speak to each, and especially given that it's summer, a lot of people are traveling. What we decided to do was we referred to some data that had been collected by the Eco Service in the year 2012-13. Basically, the number of bags collected and what percentage of bags are segregated or non-segregated. So they had a ranking going of which communities are faring well. And so we looked at that data and looked at communities that were generating a lot of waste, but were also doing a great job with segregation. And similarly, communities that were generating a lot of waste but not doing a good job with segregating. And we chose two communities at either end of the spectrum to go and speak with. We also spoke with, as you can see, Anandi at New Portus, and she gave us a lot of interesting input on what they are trying to do and what things have worked, what things have failed. So we talk about that in more detail.
You want to talk about this?
Yeah, so this is the report that Min was talking about, that the socioeconomic group worked on, and so I'll talk you through it because he talked me through it. Basically, you have the values, I think, lifted word for word from the charter. So I've highlighted two here. For example, no ownership, a simplified way of life. I think those are two that have always stuck in my head when I read the charter. And what was then done was, with the help of, I think, people who are well-versed with the writings of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, they looked at more relevant passages and writings and mapped that so that you have a value and a description. And then based on that, that gave us a framework to then think about a domain, and in this case, waste. Then, of course, secondary research, like Min has mentioned, there was just a lot of reports and things that I think Min bore the brunt of reading. And so then this is LFA. I was lucky to be here in 2009 when this happened. So this dug through my old photographs and found some. And what we did was we met with Aurelis and the Eco Service team, who explained Min made a visit to Eco Service, and we understood what are the different spaces that are being used, how is segregation being done, and chatting with them, we understood some of the challenges that they face, and they highlighted that this community is very responsive to our ideas and they work together with us. And these communities, people don't know what's going on with waste. It's not a priority for this community, and we got a lot of interesting input from them. And then, of course, just chatting with a lot of people, we understood what were the different things happening, like Portus. In fact, we looked at the free store as well. as part of the waste management thing, because I think
reuse is
That for us getting into waste, often you only we think about segregation as the waste thing. When talking to people who are waste experts, we realized there is reduce and reuse as well. And so that is why then the free store became an interesting input of a waste initiative as well.
And new Urdus for reduce.
Yeah, for reduce.